The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk presents the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am, without a doubt, Johnny Athens. I think you're a dedicated listener, and it's a pleasure to have you here and invite me into wherever the car radio, the computer, your iPod, your iPhone, your Android device, perhaps, who knows what kind of side you're on. And I hope everyone's in a good mood. And if you're not, I'm going to make it a good mood this year, this week, by, well, even the year. I mean, can you believe it? This show has almost been going Wednesdays at 6 to 7 on 101.5 The Hawk for nearly a year. In January, it will be our anniversary. It's very easy to keep track of because it's right at the start of the year. So when it's New Year's, it's a new year on the program as well. So hopefully we're still on by then and we can really celebrate. And there's a lot of big upcoming changes for the show. I won't spoil too much, but there's some stuff coming up in the works. I think it will definitely be an anniversary to remember. But this isn't about us right now. It isn't about the show. It is about you. I have so much great music this week to play for you, and I'm excited to share it. We even have some new stuff, brand new, brand spanking new. It's so new, it's not, you can't get it anywhere but here and maybe a few other jazz places, or if you went and saw this artist, he might play it for you if you ask really nicely. But that's coming up in a little bit, some brand new music. We have our comedy, as usual. We have a great interview, very great, insightful, inspiring interview this week with Sonny Rollins, none other than that legend. And we have great music by other legends, such as, just to dabble you here, to tempt the taste buds, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Charles Mingus. This is basically the jazz standard songbook this hour. I'm playing it safe, but I know that's what we need. Sometimes hump day Wednesday can be tough, but it can be smooth when you're listening to Johnny Athens here on 101.5 The Hawk, because I play for you some smooth jazz. Sometimes we got some bebop. There's a lot of things happening this hour. All those artists are varied and talented. So without further ado, let's get started with Ernesto Cervini with Boo Radley here on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
1.5 The Hawk. This is Johnny Athens on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Pleasure to have you with me tonight. We've got a lot of fun stuff happening, and we've had a lot of great music so far. That was Duke Ellington with The Mooch, and prior to that, it was none other than Boo Radley by Ernesto Cervini here on 101.5 The Hawk from his album Tetrahedron. And funny enough, I was talking to Ernesto, and he was able to hook me up with some great brand new music. In fact, music that's so new, it isn't even released yet. It's coming out December 3rd, this album titled News Blues, and it is by none other than Greg Amaralt. That's right, he's been around the scene for a long time, and he's here on this album with his brother Steve Amaralt. They've got the bassist Adrian Vedati and drummer Jim Doxis. And they've got a great lineup of tunes. They've got 9 songs on the album, 7 of which are Greg's originals, and then they've got 2 standards in there, but I'm not gonna spoil anything about that. And Greg has had a really wonderful career. He's really earned his right in, I think, his place in the jazz sphere. And it's noted in his achievements. He's won the Grand Prix de Jazz at the Montreal International Jazz Festival and the Prix d'Opus. Of course, he's been performing in Montreal for over 30 years and has been a faculty member with McGill over there. So it's a staple, and it's a pleasure have him on our program. And the song we'll be playing from the album is a little extra special because it's written as a homage to his birthplace, the wonderful, beautiful province of Nova Scotia, that New Scotland over there in the east. That's right, it's a folk-inspired influenced tune called Song from Nova Scotia, no doubt. It's a little reminiscent, I find. Perhaps it's because of the Canadian homage kind of theme, but I listened to it. You know, the title stuck out to me. I love all the Canadian stuff. When I see that, that's the first thing I go to. But when I was listening to it, it did stick out. You can hear the influence. You can hear the distinct styles of these musicians, of Amaralt and Vedati. But I found it was reminded me of Oscar Peterson's Canadiana Suite. And he has a couple songs there for the East, and I mean, obviously the entire country he tries to cover in this small album, but that's really what it kind of struck out to me. And it's really great work. It's It's a talented man. He's been described by the Ottawa Citizen as a patient, lyrical, and straightforward improviser, and I'm not sure I could say it better myself, so perhaps I won't. I'll let the music speak for itself. Here is Greg Amaralt with his new release. December 3rd, it comes out, News Blues. That's right, so keep your ears peeled. We'll have some more music by him in the coming week, so be sure to stay tuned. This is from News Blues, song from Nova Scotia by Greg Amaralt here on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back. I am Johnny Athens. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. How did you enjoy that little bit? That was a self-portrait in three colors by none other than Charles Mingus. And prior to that, we had song for Nova Scotia, a brand new release by Greg Amaralt on his new album, News Blues. And we talked a little bit about that, but now I'm talking about an artist we've all known for so long, a jazz musician we've known for so long, and that is Sonny Rollins. And Thelonious Monk, and John Coltrane. The classics, we've got them all here. So I have this little interview segment with Sonny Rollins, just chatting about his work with Thelonious Monk. He talks about chatting with John Coltrane and his work on the album The Bridge, because he talks about his hiatus. In 1959, Sonny Rollins was really big in the jazz scene. He was a prodigy. He came up so fast, so quickly, and people expected so much, or at least that's what he felt. There was a lot of pressure. So he talks about having that break he took for 3 years to perfect his craft. And he came back, he released an album called The Bridge, and it was received fairly well. A lot had changed, you know, while he was away, and, you know, there was obviously a lot of hype for it that had to be lived up to, but, I mean, it's another great work by Sonny Rollins, a man we know and appreciate so well in the jazz circles. So he talks about that. He talks about working with Thelonious Monk, who is definitely a very interesting character, almost like a legendary sort of folk character in the jazz and music world in general. He was definitely a curiosity. So we've got some Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane coming up. We have some Sonny Rollins, Stan Getz, and more. But first, let's take a look at this interview he had with Ben Sidran on 101.5 The Hawk.
I didn't have a lot of confidence that I was really good enough to really make it. That confidence came after I played a while and the big guys began wanting me to play with them. You know, Bud put me on that album and Miles, you know, asked me to join his band and all that. So then I realized, well, okay, I must have something that's okay and I better try to work on it and develop it.
Your name appears, of course, on many, many classic records, starting actually in 48 and 49, 50. How do you see your work with Monk?
As Coltrane said one time, if you miss a change with Monk's music, it's like stepping into an elevator shaft and it's empty, you know. The whole band would be in Monk's small apartment rehearsing, you know, and Monk would have what seemed to be way out stuff at that time, you know, and all the guys would look at it and say, Monk, we can't play this stuff. You can't make this on the trumpet and you can't play, you know, and all this stuff. And then it would end up everybody would be playing it by the end of the rehearsal, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was that period like for you when you left the scene?
My first really disappearance came around 59. And what was happening was this, when I was getting a lot of play from people. Every place I went was Sonny Rollins and, you know, oh boy, he's the cat to see. Which was good, except that I didn't have the feeling within myself that I was really able to put out what they expected from me. So that's what I did. I said, I'm going to lay off the scene, go back into the woodshed, and get these things together. And that's basically what that thing on the bridge actually was all about.
Which bridge was this, the Manhattan Bridge?
Well, actually, it was the Williamsburg Bridge. The pedestrian walk was just a much quieter place to play. I'd go there at night, I'd go there in the daytime, early, anytime I wanted to. And it was beautiful because you're playing against the air, you know, the sky. It was just a beautiful place to practice a horn. It's a magical thing. You know, the keys are there on the piano, but what you do with them Tuesday night is going to be different than anything you could have thought about Sunday. So this is the magic of it, and it's a beautiful life.
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was You Do Something to Me by Sonny Rollins. Prior to that, we had a little interview with Sonny Rollins by Sid Bedren, talking about his album, The Bridge, which that song is from, as well as his work with another artist, so-called Thelonious Monk. We may know him, we may not, and we may have him later on in the show, so stay tuned, as well as Stan Getz. But before we get there, there's another special segment we always have, and that is our comedy. And this evening's comedian is nicknamed the Funniest Man. Whether that is self-inflicted or something the people have decided upon, well, I'll leave that for you to figure out and decide. But this comedian is James Gregory. He's been in the world of comedy for 30, almost 40 years now, and has played all around the country and is, in fact, on tour right now in the States, having gigs later this month in Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, and he'll be back in Tennessee around December. So you can check out his website, funniestman.com, for those tour dates. And should you be down there and you want to go take a look. And he's a very classical style of comedian because he doesn't really tell jokes. It's more so a story that is funny and has jokes in it. And I really appreciate that. It's not something we see too often nowadays. So the old man style comes through. So without further ado, here is James Gregory telling us how dangerous air travel really can be on 101.5 The Hawk.
But it's good to be with you. I'm from the state of Georgia. This is my first time into Utah. But I had to fly. And I bring this up because I'm one of those people, I'm afraid to fly. I just don't like to fly. I'm afraid to fly. I don't mind flying once a year just to catch up on my drinking and my praying. There's no such thing as a safe airplane. At 30,000 feet, if something comes loose and falls off, it's pretty much over. It's not like you can go, shh, 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 where's that noise coming from? It could be a muffler, you know. You know, even the airlines know they're not safe. That's how come they overly brag about the safety features. They seem to be especially proud of their flotation seat. Every single flight, regardless of the destination, they will explain the flotation seat. They got a video they showed now. Where it's located, how to strap it on, how to hold on to it and float like. And that's in case they crash in the ocean. That sounds good, but there's no ocean between Georgia and Utah. If you want to make me happy, show me a seat that's going to bounce out of a cornfield. And this, I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to tell you the real story. When I first realized how dangerous air travel can be. Not necessarily is, but can be. And this was decades ago. You know, if you've ever been to, like, around the Bahamas or the Caribbean islands, they have these planes that take the visitors and the tourists, from, like, one island to the next. It's a quick trip, like a 20-minute flight. By the time the plane gets to the proper attitude, it's time to start the descent. They call this island hopping, okay? Really, it only holds about 18 to 20 people. Sometimes it's got one or two propellers. But the point is, they have to know the weight of everything on board the aircraft before the plane can take off. And I had never been through that before. And the guy comes up to me, he's got a clipboard in his hand. He says, "Sir, how much do you weigh?" I said, "Why do you need to know?" He says, "So we'll know how much fuel to put in." I said, "Fill it up." I weigh 500 pounds. Fill it up. Wouldn't you hate to die in a plane crash because some fat woman lied about her weight? And they'll do it too. Well, I'd just soon be dead as hell here. How fat I am.
101.5 The Hawk. That was Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane playing Nutty here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, a show of variety, a show of jazz, a show of great music, and probably the sexiest listeners out there. Thank you so much. It's one thing to be a good-looking and good-sounding performer, but to be able to look out at you and know that someone as talented and wonderful and beautiful as you is listening is really an honor. An honor. There's no better way. It's a right, it's a privilege, you could say, and it's one I'm glad to have to come here week by week and have you guys, have you spend it with me. So before we close out the show, there is one more thing I'd like to say, and that is, if you enjoyed the show, to please check out the social medias, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Occasionally there's updates, posts. I advertise the show. I'll share some music or some people I've found, as well as my own little excursions in the world. So if you're interested, be sure to check that out. There's no pressure. I'm always here. You can also check out the website, the Mohawk College The Hawk website, if you want to listen online as well. As well as for any archival shows. Every show is archived after it's aired, and you can find it on the website. There are links to those on my profiles at the aforementioned Johnny.Athens Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment Facebook page. So without further ado, I want to thank you once again for listening, and a special thanks to those who think of listening. It's the thought that counts. To close us out, we have Stan Getz and Charlie Bird with One Note Samba. Have a wonderful week from all of us here at 101.5 The Hawk. Take care. Good night and goodbye.